To paraphrase Tina Turner, what's height got to do with it? Well, it seems like a lot. When George Washington served as first president, he was literally a head taller than many of his cohorts. John Adams was 5'7", and Madison, a diminutive 5'4", Washington stood 6'1". Independence Hall in Philadelphia has a wonderful exhibit that lets you walk among these historically huge, yet physically small icons. Abraham Lincoln stood about 6'4", to this day tied for tallest U.S. president. LBJ was also 6'4". Their stature then was not only mythic, their stature was real. Note to women, yes, a lot of today's RFL is about men. I'll share a little about women and seek your input toward the end of today's column. It turns out that presidents and foreign leaders are routinely well above average in height, and studies have demonstrated that height affects income as much as race and gender. A 5'6" man can expect to earn over $5,000 less per year on average than a 6-footer. A Fortune survey found CEOs average 6 foot, rising 2.5 inches above the average male. Many have asked why, and persuasive arguments line up around evolutionary psychology. It's argued that for millennia, size meant advantages in protection as well as mate selection, and these are the most basic drives of all living things, to be safe and to extend themselves forward. Tall was good, tall was front and center. And so with many things, there appears to be a reinforcing loop. Groups seem to turn to tall men. Again, the longitudinal studies I've seen so far are largely about men. And the loop begins. Tall men get the message, people are looking to me. And they thus often play the part, speaking forcibly, getting more attention, etc. One of the most fascinating dives into the data suggests that the biggest driver between height and income is not adult height, but is instead a boy's height in mid-teens. Thus tall 16-year-olds, whether they grow to 5'10" or 6'10", have demonstrably higher income, while boys who were smaller at 16 but later grew to be tall did not gain the same income benefit. Besides idle captivation, I have two suggestions and one query about this. Suggestion 1, rise to your full stature if you want to be treated as having stature, i.e. having your opinion treated as worth listening to. This applies to women as much as men. As you stand, and especially in new circumstances or meetings, stand like a general, male or female, or like a dancer, male or female. See if standing tall doesn't A, make you feel more authoritative, and B, change how people view you. On the other hand, I suggest 2, screw evolution. Pardon my language, but I don't believe, perhaps my bias as a guy on the shorter side of average, that size matters for much at all outside the jungle. Do you? Okay, there may be a confidence factor demonstrated by that once tall high school sophomore. Yes, I am jealous of my tall son. But how important is confidence really, compared, say, to intellect, honesty, kindness, or vision? And can't confidence as easily become overconfidence? The query I have is, how do you perceive the importance of different elements of stature for men and women, and whether they're different? Does size matter? If so, how? I have a 2-question survey that I think will interest you as a respondent and to immediately see the results. Can you help me inquire of that ancestral part of our brain, that pre-conscious part of our brain which makes important instinctual decisions? In 2 weeks, I'd like to return to this topic, looking at the results and focusing in on the implications of this stature question, looking maybe a little bit better at the implications for women. I would love any comments you can share before or after you take the survey. Lead with your most presidential self.